The talk you're about to listen to is a presentation of Penn State Crew. To find out more about Penn State Crew, or to find more talks, music, and videos, check out PennStateCrew.org.
So my name is Mark Willard, and I am an alum and also part-time volunteer staff. I am acutely aware of my inadequacy to be here speaking about Joe Paterno tonight. I never had the honor to meet Joe Paterno. When I was first approached about speaking tonight, my recommendation was to approach Stephen Wisniewski to speak about Joe tonight. For those of you who don't know Stephen, he played for Joe Paterno for 4 years at Penn State and is now in the NFL with the Oakland Raiders. He was an offensive lineman. He was also very involved with Crew during his time here at Penn State. Unfortunately, Stephen couldn't be here tonight because he's having surgery tomorrow, so we can keep him in our prayers. But he did have the opportunity to speak about Joe Paterno during the Candlelight Vigil this past Sunday. So if you haven't read it already, I would definitely encourage you to Google Stephen Wisniewski Vigil. You can read the text of what he said. There's nothing that I could possibly say that would improve upon what he already said. The elephant in the room when talking about Joe Paterno right now, unfortunately, is the Sandusky tragedy. And I have my own opinions on Joe's exact level of responsibility in that, and I'm sure that most, if not all, of you do as well. In light of Joe's recent passing, I'd like to set that aside for the moment. Despite never having met Joe, there are a lot of things that I could talk about in regards to his character and the type of example that he set. The one that sticks out to me the most is his humility. I was fortunate enough to have my own experience with Joe Paterno's graciousness and humility, and Sue Paterno's as well. You may have read that. It's been shared a few times on Facebook recently. There's another recent story that I think exemplifies Joe's humility in a small way. That occurred after Joe's last game when he set the new Division I wins record. There was a special ceremony for him and to honor that achievement. But rather than talk about himself and his accomplishments, he spent the entire time talking about Eddie Robinson, the coach whose record that Joe had just surpassed, and how important Robinson was in the history of college football. And in typical Joe Paterno fashion, when he was done, he said, "Why am I up here talking anyway? Somebody get this away from me." I mean, that's just the kind of guy that Joe Paterno was. He hated it whenever people made a fuss out of him. Joe was not perfect. Joe wasn't perfect because no one is perfect. And as Stephen so eloquently put it, like every single person in this room, like every single person on the planet, all of us have done things that require forgiveness and require redemption. And there's a temptation in the Penn State community right now to deify Joe and remember him as a saint who could do no wrong. And although I do admire Joe, I think that if we do that, it would be tragic because we'd be trading the real flesh and blood Joe Paterno, who lived here and made this university what it is today, for what it would be a manufactured idol. And ironically, I think that there are a few people who would be more appalled at that than Joe Paterno himself. In remembering the real Joe Paterno, I think the thing that I've always admired most about him and the thing that came through most clearly during the memorial service today is that he was a football coach who realized and emphasized that there were things that were more important than football. Joe always emphasized to his players, to all of us as Penn Staters, to the media, to anyone who would listen, that while it was his job to win games and he wanted to win games, that wasn't as important as molding his players into good citizens, leaders, husbands, and fathers. Joe wanted to win, but only if he could do it the right way while impacting lives for the better. Joe has passed on now, but his memory and his legacy endures. And I hope that you'll take some time to consider that. I hope that you'll take some time to consider not only Joe Paterno's legacy, but your own legacy as well. What kind of legacy are you building by your actions right now? When people look at your life, what will it be apparent that you valued? As Penn Staters, all of us are a part of Joe Paterno's legacy. But more than that, I hope that your legacy is a reflection of a lifelong adventure with Jesus Christ that we talk about here at Crew. That adventure is the legacy as we love people with Jesus' love and talk about him everywhere we go. It's my sincere hope and prayer that each of us will have a legacy that extends into eternity as we follow Jesus.
The talk you have just listened to is a presentation of Penn State Crew. Crew is a community where the gospel captures hearts, transforms lives, and launches men and women into a lifelong adventure with Jesus Christ. To find out more about Penn State Crew, or to find more talks, music, and videos, check out PennStateCrew.org. That's PennStateCRU.org. This talk is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. You are free to copy and distribute this talk to others as long as you do not do it for commercial purposes or alter, transform, or build upon this talk in any way.